day of the baptismal service and other things that we've done this morning. We're just going to go right into the message today for the sake of time. And we want you to turn in your Bibles this morning, if you would, to Exodus 12. This morning, Exodus chapter 12. And we've been up in the camp meeting other side of Louisville this week. And God blessed us to get to preach up there on Wednesday night with Brother Billy Gooseby. And some of you may not know Brother Billy. He's been a great preacher for many years. He's getting on up in some years now, but he's still a good preacher. And so we was glad to get to go. Appreciate those that went to camp. We heard a little bit of report from them this morning from the youth camp. And so that's good. All right, Exodus 12, we're going to begin reading. And we're going to read down to verse 3. And we'll read verse 3 together this morning. Page 83, if you have a Scofield Bible. We'll read verse 3 together when we come to it. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Verse 3 together. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Thank you. You may be seated. Lord, we do bow down this morning to thank you for heaven's goodness and blessings. And we're thankful this morning that I can pray and I can call you my heavenly Father because you are. And Lord, we can only do that if we've been born again, Lord, into the family of God. You are the Father of all creation. But Lord, you only are the heavenly Father of those that have been born again. Father, as we come this morning, we just ask the Lord to, Lord, to take this piece of clay and Lord, to use it, God, for your glory and to speak, Lord, to the fathers, but not to them only, but Lord, to speak also to each of us, because I believe that when the Lord sets the table, that he always puts something on there for everybody. And Lord, we just pray this morning, if there's lost people here today, will they be fathers or mothers, grandfathers or grandmothers, whatever, Lord, their position might be in the family, if they're here today and they're not saved, I pray that God would convict their hearts, draw them to himself, and Lord, that they might be saved. Lord, we ask you this morning, touch our own hearts as we preach. We certainly know that unless we get blessed, unless you bless us in our preaching, that our preaching won't bless anyone else. And we desire, like Abraham did, to be made a blessing, Lord, today.
Bless him.
So have your way in this service this morning. May God get the glory and the honor and praise above all else. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
This chapter that we read this morning, just a few verses, it's a very great chapter in the Word of God, and it's what we call the Passover chapter. And the Lord has spoke to Moses and Aaron. He spoke to them in verse 1, and he said, This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first day of the year to you. And then the Lord, he gave them a message for all the congregation, because we read in verse 3 where he said, Speak to all the congregation of Israel. So everyone was gathered there. But the message is primarily of importance to the Father.
Amen.
Because the fathers have to get the instruction of this message.
Amen.
Because the fathers are going to have to do something that's going to be a life and death situation.
Amen.
So they want to make sure that they get it right.
Amen.
It's going to be a message that he's going to give about a lamb.
Bless him, Lord.
A perfect lamb.
Amen.
It says in verse 5, Your lamb shall be without blemish.
Amen.
And so these fathers must listen with intense as he gives them the message about this perfect lamb.
Amen, brother.
I hope this morning that you fathers this morning, that you are able to give a message to your children about the Lamb of God.
Amen.
This little lamb pictures the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of all the world.
Right.
And of course, it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's a message not only about that lamb that's perfect, but it's a message about the precious blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
We read that the Bible says that this lamb is to be kept up, and then in verse 6, this lamb is to be killed, the Bible says.
That's right.
So a perfect lamb wouldn't do any good unless that it died, because it's the blood that's needed.
Amen.
Thank God Jesus Christ lived a perfect life.
Yes.
Amen.
33 years he lived upon this earth.
Amen.
He never committed a sin. He Amen. Never thought wrong.
Amen.
He never did wrong.
Amen.
He was perfect. He was God's perfect lamb.
Amen.
Even his enemies, even his betrayers yep. said, I betrayed innocent yep. blood.
Amen.
And even those that judged him and talked to him and interrogated him, even they said when they got done, I find no fault in this man at all. And so this lamb, this perfect lamb, had to be killed before all the congregation.
Amen.
Just like Christ was crucified before all of Israel that was there that day. And it said the blood, this blood, that it had to be applied.
That's right.
The fathers had to take this blood of the perfect lamb, a lamb for a family, a lamb for a household.
Right.
And he said, if the household be too big for the lamb, that's all right. But I'll tell you, the lamb is never too little yep. for the household.
Amen.
The lamb can
yep.
cover all.
Yeah.
So when we look at this, we realize that father was to take the blood, and he was to apply it. On the doorpost, on each side of the doorpost.
Yep.
He was to apply it above the doorpost.
Yep.
Right.
And in my mind, I can see that oldest, especially that oldest, that eldest son, I can see him as he watches his father apply that blood.
Amen. Right.
No doubt he explains to him what he's doing and why he's doing it. And he had heard Moses and Aaron tell this, and maybe he had inquired more about it, but this father took the blood and he put it on each side. I'm glad 2,000 years
yep.
ago,
yep.
my
yep.
heavenly Father,
Amen.
I'm glad he applied the blood to the
Amen.
Door.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, I am the door.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they took a nail and they put it on this side.
Yeah.
And they took a nail and they put it on this side. And they placed a crown of thorns upon his head.
Yeah.
And the blood was applied
Amen.
To the door, thank God. The only difference is... That I need to make sure I get behind that door. I need to make sure I go through that door.
Amen. Amen.
Did you know if that father had applied that blood and that boy, oldest son, was on the outside when that death angel came through, that blood would have availed no protection
Amen.
To that boy. He had to be behind the door. He had to be in the house. And I hope this morning that you're in the house.
Amen.
I hope if you're a father this morning that all of your children are behind the door this morning and in the house, thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Because it's a message about provided salvation.
That's right.
Amen.
The Lord said in this chapter, he said in verse 12, for when I pass through the land of Egypt this night, I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Yeah.
Both man and beast against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I
Amen.
Am the Lord.
Amen.
And the blood Amen. Shall be to you for a token upon Thank the houses you, where ye are.
Thank you.
And when I see the blood,
Woo!
I will pass over
Amen.
You. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy
Thank you.
You. When I smite the land of Egypt,
Amen.
This day shall be unto you for a memorial. You shall keep a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep a feast by an ordinance forever.
That's right.
And so God had provided salvation
Amen.
For all who would
Amen.
Obey, for all who would do what he said. God
Amen.
Had provided salvation. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad that salvation's of the Lord.
Amen.
He's provided it.
Thank you, Lord.
We can't save ourselves. Nobody else can save
right.
us. Salvation's of the Lord.
Amen.
He's provided the lamb. He's applied the blood.
Yes.
You need to make sure you get behind the door.
Amen.
I want to preach this morning. I want to preach this morning about a picture of three fathers.
Bless him, Lord.
A picture of three fathers this morning. We have a lot of fathers here today, no doubt. And no doubt everybody here has a father.
Amen.
You got to have a father and you got to have a mother. You
Amen.
May not have never known who they were, but you had one.
Yeah.
Right.
And we want to look here this morning at a picture of three fathers. See which one best maybe describes you this morning. See which one maybe best fits you this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
I like the Bible, you know, because it's God's Word and it's true.
Amen.
But God takes the Bible. God's a wordsmith.
Yeah.
And God takes the Bible and He's able to take a few words and paint us a picture that we might see what He's trying to get across to us this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to look this morning because, as I said, I want you to look to Matthew 3. But as I said, because that we ought to honor our fathers, the Bible tells us to do that. Honor your fathers and obey them, Scripture says.
Yeah.
But we ought to also honor God.
Amen. Amen.
We shouldn't put our earthly fathers over our heavenly Father.
Amen.
It's because of that I want to start out in Matthew 3. And I want to give you a picture of a proud father. In verse 13, the Bible said, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. Comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And then he suffered him. Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Can I tell you this morning, you say, "Brother, there's no Father in there. God's the Father."
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
God speaks out of heaven, and he's looking down upon his Son there, and God said, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased."
Amen.
God is a proud father there at the baptism of Jesus, and at least three times in the Bible, God the Father, in so many words, he says, "That's my boy."
Amen.
At least three times Christ did something,
amen,
and the Lord looked down there and he said, "That's my boy."
Amen.
He spoke out of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, the Lord is a proud father.
Yes.
Of his boy, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anybody ought to be proud of a boy like that.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, there ain't nobody else like him. He's wonderful. The Bible said he's wonderful. The Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the Bible said of the increase of his government, there is no end.
Amen.
He's proud of him.
Yes.
But not all fathers are proud this morning. It's good to be a proud father.
Oh, yeah.
If you got children you can be proud of this morning, thank God for it.
Amen.
I want to say this morning that Dylan Ruth, his father's not too proud this morning, probably.
Right.
You say, who is that? That's that boy that went in there to that church and shot all them people there in Bible study.
Right.
No doubt. And my, what a display of Christianity many of them showed this week by saying they'd forgive him and by telling that God would forgive him. And no doubt he's a deranged boy that needs the Lord.
Yeah,
and no doubt there's a lot of things that led up to that moment when he did that terrible act that could never be justified in any way. Amen. But what I'm saying is his father... it's probably not too proud this morning.
Amen, brother.
And I heard where he offered an apology. I heard where he was, you know, showed sympathy because of what his boy had done. Amen. Let me say this morning, listen. Let me say that God is proud of his son.
Amen.
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 Scott was teaching Sunday school this morning. My wife didn't know what I was going to preach. I never tell her. She didn't know what I was going to preach. My boy didn't know what I was going to preach, and most of the time I don't even know what I'm going to preach. But anyway, he's up there teaching. He said some good statement he made, and she punched me, and she said, "That's our boy."
Amen, brother.
That's our boy. You see, what I'm saying is that if you're here this morning, and no doubt you are, if you hear this, if you're a son, you got a father, if you're a son, I wonder if he'd be proud of you this morning.
Right.
I wonder if your father would be proud of you this morning like God was proud of his son.
Yeah.
You see, Proverbs is filled with all kinds of little verses that tell us about a wise son. They make a proud father.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
In other words, when When children do the right thing, when they make wise decisions, we're proud of them. Amen.
Amen.
And so I want God, you know, my father's here this morning, and I love him, appreciate him, and you know, a lot of times I'll go in there, and he'll say things like this, and he'll say, "I love you," and I say, "I love you too, Dad." He'll say something, somebody come in there and he'll say, "That's my boy here." And he'll say, "I ain't saying it's true, I'm just telling you what he says." And he says, he'll say, "It's my boy here." And he'll say, "Ricky's a good one." And he'll say, the world, we need a world full of Rickies," he'll say. And I appreciate him saying that. It probably ain't true, but I'm glad he's proud of the call. I want my father to be proud of me. I want him to. But more than I want Lana's prophet to be proud of me, I want my heavenly father to be proud of me. I want him to look down and say, "That's one of my boys down there. He's serving me. He's doing right. He loves me. He's faithful." I want God to be proud of me. I wonder how many of us are saved this morning. We call God our Father. We pray to Him today, maybe, and say, "Our Heavenly Father." I just ask you this morning. I'm not judging you. I'm not examining you. But is your Heavenly Father proud of you this morning? Are you a wise son that does what He tells you to do? That's what I'm saying.
Amen.
You say, David. You see, David had a son named Solomon. He was very wise. He prayed one day to the Lord, and the Lord basically told him to ask for anything he wanted. Because he was going to judge and lead the people of God, he asked for wisdom. Because God was so pleased with his praying, I read that one day and it convicted me. Because I got to talking to myself, and I said, is God pleased with my prayer? He liked Solomon's prayer because you know why? He didn't pray for length of life. He didn't pray for a lot of money. He prayed for wisdom so he could lead God's people. I've wondered sometimes, Brother Eddie, how many of my prayers that God's not proud of because I only ask for myself, for my family, or my personal needs. But because he liked Solomon's prayer so much, God said, I'm going to give all that you didn't ask for.
Amen.
I'm going to give you that anyway. But he said, I'm going to give you great wisdom.
Amen.
Of course, that makes up the book of Ecclesiastes.
Right, Brother Rick.
Book of Proverbs of the things he learned.
Yeah.
But Solomon was not a very wise son. He was wise in wisdom.
Yeah.
He could tell you what's right. He could tell you what to do. But he didn't apply it to himself.
That's right. Amen.
You know, it's more than just knowing it.
Amen.
You got to show it. There's more than just hearing it. You got to do it.
Amen.
You see, Solomon was led astray by women.
Amen.
Solomon was led astray by wine. A lot of Solomon was led astray by wealth. He acted a fool. And it took him a lifetime to see where he messed up. And when he come down to the end of his life, he said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole thing.
Yeah,
I fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." But can I tell you this morning that a greater than Solomon came. He was a wise
man.
His father was proud of him. He didn't defile himself with women. Nobody the lies they try to tell on
him.
Magdalene, it's nothing but a blatant lie. He was the pure, undefiled Son of God. As the Bible said, he didn't let money take over in his life. No, sir, the Bible says foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head.
Amen.
He said that life consists of more than of the things you possess.
Amen.
There's more to life than bank accounts and land and buildings and all of that. He didn't have nothing, but he's a wise son his father was proud of.
Amen, amen, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
He wasn't led astray by these things.
Amen.
That's right.
Wine and I know they say he's a wine bibbler.
Yeah.
But you know, the lost world, they always lied on people down to church.
Right. Yeah, man. Right.
They left to get something on somebody down to church.
Right,
yeah.
Maybe somebody walks out of a place where they, where they serve alcohol. Maybe somebody walks out of there and they ain't drunk a drop, and somebody might see them and say, see there, I know them. They go down there to that church, and they're in there drinking, getting drunk. You see, it ain't true, but they said it anyway. Amen. But what I want to say is that Jesus, he was never drunk in his life. He never did any of that. Amen. He was a wise son. He made his father proud. Yes, he did. Thank God for children. Make their fathers proud.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. My son Corey, I think he's a good father. And he does things with his kids that make me so proud of him.
Amen, brother. Best in them.
They pray at night. You get them all together and they'll have prayer at night.
Amen.
And they'll tell me the things he's told them. And boy, that makes me proud.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm careful to do this because I don't want to brag on my children and call the devil in on them.
Right.
Sometimes you brag on your children too much, and the devil says, I'll show you. That's why I don't do a lot of it. Brother Broughton taught me that years ago. Preacher kept bragging on his children. And I said, my brother Broughton, and he whispered to me, he said, Brother Prophet said, you have to be careful about doing that. It's all right when the Lord's in it, but you don't want to do it week after week, Sunday after Sunday. He said, because you'll cause the devil to come in and attack your children because you're bragging on them and telling everybody how good they are. Right. I believe it's some truth in that.
Amen.
I'm proud of them. I have to tell you this morning, I'm proud as a peacock. This morning, you say, why? I only got two boys. They're both in church. They're with them this morning. The kids are with them this morning. And I thank God for that. Amen. That makes me happy this morning. That makes me proud this morning. I'm a proud father this morning. I'd rather be that than to be the president. I'd rather be that than to be the governor. I'd rather be that than the president. Because we need one. I'd rather be that. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not perfect. You say, well, you just don't know. Oh, I know a lot. I said, why is them preacher's kids to me? They grew up playing with your kids.
Yeah.
That's what happened to them. Amen.
Amen.
You know, they say preacher's kids are the meanest ones, so they're trying to live up to what they say. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But I am proud this morning.
Amen, Brother Rick.
You know why I think them boys are here today in church?
Lord bless them.
I think they're here because when they growed up, Steve, they seen from me and their mama the importance we placed on church.
Amen.
Now, I wouldn't try to make anybody feel bad this morning or hurt your feelings at all. But the reason some of your children won't come to church and are never here is because as they grew up, you put church in there, but it was way down to the bottom. They watched you on Wednesday night watch television instead of going to the house of God. They watched you cook out on Sunday night instead of being down in God's house. And you know what they registered in their mind? Church is important, but it's not all important. You see, we need to make sure our children realize how important the house of God is, and the Bible is,
Amen.
And preaching is, and
Amen.
The Word of God is.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Seek it first.
So, you know, I remember going to school one day. My dad let me borrow his knife. I begged him, let me borrow his knife. Take to school that day. Good knife. Spencer's knife. Nice knife. I went to school and showed it to my buddy, and he pulled out an old plug, and he got talking to me, and before the day's over, I traded Daddy's knife away. I don't think he was too proud that day when I come in with that old plug. His good knife was gone. But you know, boys like to brag on their father. Even if they got a bad one, they'll still brag on him. And they'll talk about, my daddy's stronger than your daddy. My daddy's smarter than your daddy. My daddy, you know, this or that. They compare them. They compare it.
Right.
Jesus did a little of that. He said, he talked a lot about his head.
Amen.
Woo!
Glory.
The little boy come in crying one day. His mother said, what's wrong, Billy? What are you crying for? And he said, Daddy mashed his finger out there hammering, building that building. And she said, why didn't you laugh? He said, I did. Sometimes You know, sometimes we don't make our Heavenly Father proud. God knows. You know, it breaks my heart today to think about it. God knows there's been many times my Heavenly Father wasn't too proud of me and he wasn't too pleased with me.
Yeah.
Brother Nathan, I want to commit to the Lord this morning. I want to commit to God this morning. I don't know how long I got left, but I want to live my life in the direction of making my Heavenly Father proud of me. I want to be proud of me. I want to be ashamed of me or embarrassed of me. Amen. I want to be a son that will make a proud father.
Amen.
They like to compare them, you know. One little boy, old little boy, he said, "My daddy's a whole head taller than your daddy." He said, "That's all right. My daddy's a whole belly bigger than your daddy." So you got to get something in there, you know. You got to have something to be proud of. But I want to be the kind of daddy that my boys can be proud of me. Amen.
Amen.
My dad's here this morning. I'm not telling anything he don't know. But Dad was an alcoholic for many years. And I won't go into all the details. I won't go into his past and bring up what God's pardoned in the future.
Amen.
Amen.
But here's the thing. My dad drunk for many years and every day, and I never, and one day he just quit. And one day he's over at the house with a friend, and he went upstairs or outside, and she was sitting there. And she said, "Ricky," she said, "you know, your daddy's quit drinking." I said, "Yes, and I'm glad." And she said, "You know why he's quit, don't you?" And I said, "Well, I figured he wanted to, just got tired of it." She said, "No." She said, "That day that they come in and they told him, they said, 'Ricky's been called to preach.'"
Listen.
And he said, "I'm going to quit drinking."
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he said, "He don't need an old drunk daddy running around here." And as far as I know, from that day to this day, he never did. That makes me proud. Amen.
Amen.
That makes me proud. Amen.
Amen.
I'm saying this morning that in the Bible we have a picture here of a proud father.
Amen.
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 Luke 15. We don't even need to read it, do we? Maybe we do. I know I said that one day preaching, and a lady come out. She said, "Brother Rick, you said that everybody already knew it, but my husband, that he was here today, if he didn't know it, please tell it the next time." The Bible says, verse 11, "A certain man had two sons."
Yeah.
Yeah.
"And the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. There wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country and sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with a husk as the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great ways off, his father saw him."
Amen.
"And had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him."
Amen.
"And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, Bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost, is found." And they began to be merry.
Amen.
And we looked there at a proud father. I want to look here in this verses that I've read right here, and I want to look at a praying father.
Amen.
Right.
You say, "Brother Rick, prayer is not even mentioned nowhere in what you read. There's not even a word of prayer mentioned." You are correct, my friend. But even though prayer is not mentioned, can anybody doubt there ain't been some of it going on?
Amen.
That's right.
There ain't no mother mentioned in there either, but there had to be one.
Amen.
No doubt this good father that represents God, I no doubt this good father has been a praying ever since that boy left.
Right.
He didn't want him to go. He didn't want him to go. And he, finally submitted to it. Sometimes the greatest love is you have to turn loose. You have to let them go so they can learn. I learn on their own. It's hard to do. It takes a great love to let go.
Amen.
Greatest love this world's ever known is the love of God.
Amen. Amen.
And he let his son go knowing what's going to happen to him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that old picture. My wife has one. I think little Mary gave it to us. It's a picture of an old man, the woman, with her head bowed over the table,
right?
Yeah.
And they're saying grace. And they're praying. I love that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, thank God for praying fathers.
Amen.
And because this boy was a praying father. And I'd rather have a praying father.
Yeah.
One that really prayed and knew God.
Amen.
I'd rather have a praying father than a real rich father.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It'd be a blessing to have both, but I'm just saying I'd rather have a praying father.
Amen.
Than a real rich father. I'd rather have a praying father than a real strong father.
Amen.
Or a real renowned, famous father. I'd rather have a praying father.
Amen.
Well, this old boy down here in the fire country down there, he's got a praying father. I believe that.
Yes.
You say, Brother Rick, what's so great about a praying father? I tell you, I know each man's his own, but a father and a mother that prays, a father that prays, they can pray their children into the straight and narrow way.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Old Joe Henry Hankins was a great Baptist preacher of yesteryear. They called him the weeping preacher because he seldom preached. He didn't weep.
Yeah.
Joe Henry Hankins said when he grew up in a home like we don't have much of them anymore, but he said every night it was Bible reading. You know why you don't never hear that old song anymore? There's a family Bible on the table. Because there ain't one on the table no more.
That's right, brother.
You know why you don't hear that old song? I love that old song. But you know why you don't ever hear it? Because there ain't many fathers praying.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
But old Joe Henry Hankins said, when he was a boy, he said his... Yeah, every evening they'd gather all them kids together. They'd get them in around them. They'd open up the Word of God and they'd read a verse or two. And he said then the daddy would go to praying. And he said he would said they'd bow their heads or on their knees. And he said his daddy would put his hand on the first boy and he'd pray for him. And before he got done praying, his big hand had landed upon every boy's head.
Yeah.
Hey.
He said when he grew up, went off to college, he said they walked him out through the little picket fence, loaded his suitcases in the car. His mother said, Joe, said, just remember, boy, when you get out there in the world and strong temptations come your way, said, just remember every day, 6 o'clock, Mom and Daddy's praying for you.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Amen. He said he went off and great temptations come. He stood strong, read his Bible, lived for God, attended church. They said there was two boys there that he, in the dorm where he was, and them boys, they kept on and on and they called him names and tempted him, trying to get him to give in. So finally, in a moment of weakness, he gave in and he went down with them. He was going to go down to the bar with them. He said he went down there and was feeling bad conviction the whole time he was on the way down there. But they got there and they started in, got out and started in. And he said they started in. And he was almost to the door of this bar. And he said, got right there to the door, Eddie.
Man.
And he said, the old town clock stood 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he said, when that clock struck 6, he said, I could feel my daddy's hand on my head. Just like I was there before him. And he said, boys, I can't go. And he turned around.
Amen.
I thank God for praying mamas and praying.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll never forget the story I read. I have it somewhere.
Yeah.
The boy over in Vietnam.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
And the enemy had got a machine gun nest. And they kept shooting them down. He's cutting them down.
Right.
Yeah.
And they'd sent several of the American soldiers, GI, they'd sent several of the men to try to plant that American flag.
Yeah.
They done killed several. And finally the general come back and he said, we need somebody else to go. And nobody volunteered. Nobody would respond. And finally one old boy raised his hand and he said, I'll go. And he said, I won't go to a certain time.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Woo! Wait till that certain time I'll go.
Yeah.
Said, sure enough, he said, all right. When that time come, he grabbed that American flag and he started running up that hill. They began to cut down on him with that machine gun fire. And somehow or another, he evaded all the bullets. He messed up all. And he got up there and pointed that American flag. After it's all over, his general said, boys, he'll ask you a question. He said, why did you want to wait until that certain time? He said, because back home, I'm back home in North Carolina. He said, I got an old praying daddy, a praying mama, and they promised me they'd be praying for me at that time.
Amen.
Thank God for praying.
That's right.
Mamas and praying daddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I know that father, my son's daddy's praying. You say, why? Because he saw him a great ways off.
Right.
Bible says, watch him pray.
Watch him pray.
Yeah.
And I know he's praying because you say, why? He didn't say, he didn't have to say, go buy a fatty calf. He said, go kill the one we already got.
That's right.
We've been fattening it up. We've been expecting him to come home. We've been believing he's going to come. He was a praying father. Amen. I tell you, men, if you're not saved, you need to get saved.
Amen.
If you are saved, you need to pray and read
Amen.
That Bible and be an example to your children. Amen.
Amen.
I'll bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
Yes.
Praying father. One more this morning. Look one page over, Luke 16. The Bible says there in that chapter there was a certain rich man which was clothed with purple and fine linen. He fared sumptuously every day. There was a beggar laid at his gate desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from a rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Came to pass, a beggar died, was carried by the angels unto Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and being in hell and being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and seeth Abraham afar off. And he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he might dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I'm tormented in this place. And Abraham said, Son, remember, thy in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil, but now he is tormented and thou art comforted. Besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they would pass from hence you cannot, neither can they come from them to you. And he said, Father Abraham, he said, I pray thee, send someone to my father's house. Because I have five brethren, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Amen.
Right.
He said, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. He said, nay, but if one rose from the dead, they would believe. He said so many words. He said, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither would be persuaded though one rose from the dead.
That's right.
Right.
Now, I showed you a picture of a proud father.
Amen.
I hope it be you this morning. I showed you a picture of a praying father.
Bless
him. Yeah.
I hope it is you this morning. Prayer is important.
Amen.
God, he got into my sermon this morning, but he was talking about passion. He was talking about what's important to you. Prayer is not important to you if you just can mess it with anything. The drop of a hat, you can just forget about it and take it or leave it. Prayer is not important to you. But prayer is an important thing. And here was this man that was praying. And he said, send someone to my father's house. And here's a pitiful father. I'm telling you, it's a pitiful father. Among all the picture galleries of fathers in the Bible, this is one of the most pitiful ones that ever has been. It's the most pitiful of all of them. You say, why? Because he has a boy in hell.
Right.
Amen.
He has five more
right.
on the way.
Right. Amen.
Isn't that pitiful?
Amen. Yeah.
You got any youngins on the way to hell?
Oh, me, Brother Rick.
I wouldn't even ask you to hurt your feelings if you had any already there.
Listen.
Pitiful.
Right.
Why is this father such a pitiful father? Well, for one thing, it looks like that he don't know nothing about salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, why do you say that? Well, I say it because he said, send someone not to tell them about it.
Amen.
Right.
If he knew about it, they wouldn't have to tell them about it.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
I don't know nothing about salvation. Praise God for daddies.
Yeah.
that know something about salvation.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God for us, for a saved daddy.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
The little youngins here, they need saved daddies.
Amen.
Boy, if they ever need them, they need them now.
That's right. Yeah.
And they do need daddies.
Amen.
Yeah.
They don't need two moms.
Right.
They don't need two daddies.
Right.
They need daddies and mamas.
Amen.
They need saved daddies that know God.
Amen.
You know what's wrong with our generation of young people?
Yes.
Their mamas and daddies.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Most of them.
Yep. Right.
Somebody said they need a good whipping. The kids don't. The parents
do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
That's what's wrong with
them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
yep.
Amen, Brother Rick.
A child is going to, for the most part, be a whole lot. Not every time. There's a few rules to the exception. But for the most part, they're going to be what that daddy and mama's taught them to be. They're going to love what they taught them to love. They're going to be interested in what they taught them to be interested in.
Right.
Bring them up.
Amen.
No salvation.
Right.
No spiritual leadership. No.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Rick.
God said they've got Moses and the prophets.
Right. Right.
They had what scriptures they was. They
right.
had them.
Yeah.
Right.
But they didn't read it.
That's right.
Amen.
They had them, but they didn't know what was in it.
Amen.
I dare say there's not a person in this room this morning don't have a Bible in their home.
Amen.
Right.
But how many of them never get read, never get picked up? How many of them never get shared with the children or with anybody else in the family? I'm telling you, this is a pitiful situation.
Amen.
There's a man that probably has no salvation. But I'll give him this because he said, send them to my father's house. I have five brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe he was saved. But if he was, he wouldn't work shooting.
Right. Yeah.
God help a father that'll holler salvation. And drink like a fish and curse like a sailor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Never darken the house of God.
Yes.
God help a fellow like that. Amen.
Amen.
You say why? Because you're teaching your children that they can be saved, live like the devil, cuss like a sailor, drink like a fish, and go to heaven when their life's over. We don't need that kind of daddy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need daddies that are saved and people know they're saved.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, Brother Rick, my dad's he's not saved. Well, it ain't your fault, son.
Right.
You say, Brother Rick, my dad's not saved. And my mom's not saved. They don't live for God. Well, that's not your fault.
Right.
But I'll tell you what you might have to do, young man, young woman.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
You might have to take the leadership role there in spiritual things.
Amen.
You may have to come this morning and get saved.
Yep.
Amen. You may have to live for the Lord. And,
yeah.
I know they're supposed to teach you, but you may have to teach them.
Right.
Right.
I know they're supposed to bring you to the house of God, but you may have to bring them.
Amen.
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 I'm just talking about no good. I was a no good husband. No good. But I just thank God, Jack. God dealt with my heart.
Yeah.
Got me back in church.
Amen.
All my boys.
Amen.
Better for any age old enough to remember anything.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Red.
Yeah.
Old Zach's here. I'm proud of Zach.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's been through a lot, and he's always stayed in church and kept the rest of them in there most of the time. I'm glad that Zach told his grandma the other day, I'm just using this for illustration reasons. God, please don't think I'm using it for bragging reasons. Nothing to brag about this. He said, Nene, I've never heard my grandpa say a bad word.
That's right.
I've never seen my grandpa drink a beer. Never seen my grandpa do anything like that. Jack, that little boy you bring in here, that little girl. They need that, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You keep living for God. Yeah. You keep bringing them to church.
Amen. Amen.
You keep doing that, amen.
Amen.
See, what are you saying? I'm saying this morning that maybe you're sorry this morning, but God knows you don't have to stay sorry.
Amen.
Maybe you haven't been a good father up to this point, but God knows you don't have to stay that way.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Pitiful father.
Amen.
He's saved, but he gave no example to his family, no spiritual leadership.
Mm.
That father will be the one every Sunday morning says, time to get up, Sunday school, church.
Yep.
Amen.
Right.
It shouldn't be the old mother sitting up till daylight anyway, ironing clothes, washing clothes. It shouldn't be her to have to get everybody else out of bed. Sir, you are the spiritual leader of your home.
Amen.
Some of you fuss about your wife. You know, she runs things. You know why that is for some of you? Because you won't.
Amen.
She might be glad to turn it over to you if you just take it and do it.
Yeah.
I know that's God's arrangement. That's God's plan. Amen.
Right.
Right.
And then, Sam, what he says here is pitiful what he says. He says they won't be persuaded. Even one rose from the dead.
Right.
There's a man in hell that don't have no hope.
Right.
And here's five brothers on the way that don't have no hope.
Amen.
Amen.
Here's a daddy that don't have no hope.
Right.
Hopeless bunch, isn't it? It's pitiful.
Yeah.
Sure is pitiful.
Yeah.
Yes. I asked you a question this morning in closing. Get the piano player to come, song leader to come. I want you to stand this morning. I asked you a question this morning. How many fathers we got here today? Raise your hand if you're a father. Hold it up there. Thank you. Put it down. Thank you. All right, this question is going primarily to you, Father.
Bless him, Lord.
Here's the question. If today you was laying up at Hatcher and Saddler Funeral Home or Crows, ever which one's your preference? You're gone, you're dead, your life's over. Could you say, I want my boy, I want my girl to follow in my footsteps? I want them to go to church like I went to church.
Bless him, Lord.
I want them to love God like I love God.
Bless him.
I want them to support the man of God like I support the man of God.
Bless him, Lord.
I want them to love the people of God like I love the people of God. I want them to be the man I've been. I want them to live their life like me. I ask the question I can't answer. I tell you this morning, it's Father's Day, 2015. This morning, be a good day for somebody to get their life changed.
Amen.
This morning, be a good day for somebody to just come and say, dear God, my eyes have been opened. I've been as blind as old Bartimaeus, but the Lord's opened my eyes today.
Amen.
I'm coming down this morning. God, I don't know how much longer I've got left. I've done wasted many of my influential years on my children.
Yeah.
But what I got left, please have the Lord use it for your glory. Thank you, Lord, this morning. I thank you for being my heavenly Father. Thank you for giving me a heavenly Father. Thank the Lord that him and I have had times together, praying many times. The last several years, Lord, we've had time to talk about the Lord and people that are lost. Much as I like to fish him, much as I like him taking me to the woods squirrel hunting, much as I like him taking the creek, wading the creek, catching big stringers of fish, I'm thankful for that, Lord, but if I had to get rid of one of them, get rid of that time praying, that time in church together, the time of hearing his testimonies. God, have your way in us, Jesus. Deal with our hearts. May we get home on the Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Young ladies who are getting baptized, if you'll go around the back there, Angela, I'll meet you here in the hall. Brother Nathan, come. Take my place, Sister Diane, if you'll come to the piano, see here. While we're praying, Son of God, you need to come this morning. You need to come this morning to the Lord. So I'm thinking about any proud Father. Praying Father. Pitiful Father. God, I'm going to live for God. I'm Lord this morning. not speaking this morning. Father, the rest of you are not hearing.
Yes, Lord.
And they want to cry, you know, somebody in hell also.
Lord, Father, Lord, and living, Lord, that we might live by our children. Thank you, big Lord, for the time that we've been with the one to us.
Thank you.